Very much our pleasure to have a very special guest with us. We haven't had him in for a little while. Is the CEO of Amstel Club, our very good partners. Really dressed accordingly too, Dan. Welcome to the show. Your shirt, outstanding. I want one of those immediately. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Cindy and Daz. And thank you for having me on. You love the floral.
I love it.
Oh, it's fun. I like having a fun outfit every time I come into work.
I actually really like it. It's super, super cool. Super cool. How have you been, Dan?
Look, things have been a real roller coaster this last month. We've had a big bomb dropped on us by the state premier. So gaming reforms are coming through, which are going to be a real challenge for me as the lead of the club. And we've just been announced in the last week that liquor taxes are going to hit $100 per pure litre. So I'd like to just rest assured all of our public, I know you're doing it tough with inflationary pressures and interest rates. We're not going to be passing those taxes on.
That was going to be my question. I guess for outlets that are passing it on, $100 a litre is a big number, obviously. But in general, what does that mean for someone that would be ordering a standard spirit? What do you believe that makes a difference in the cost of a glass now of vodka and Coke to what it will be? What impact does that have for the people that need it put down in layman terms?
So what they're basically doing is putting through increases every 6 months of around 2 or 3%. And if businesses don't pass it on, their margin slowly erodes, and the cost of employment, of course, has gone up nearly 11% in 12 months. So if you couple these things together, it makes it very difficult to run a business.
Okay.
It's really interesting because as a patron walking into a bistro such as yours, we would never, and I say we, so someone that would walk in, we would never ever have to think about something like this. But now that you've mentioned it, did you say $100?
$100 per pure litre of alcohol.
So does that put pressure on the club, on you, on your staff? How does that work?
What we're finding at the moment, I think because people are doing it very tough, price sensitivities are really coming in. So there's a lot of people that can only afford to go out once every few months, and it just makes it very difficult for them. So we do not want to impact people being able to get out of their house and socially have a bit of fun. So we're just going to absorb that into our costs.
It's interesting, though. There are a lot of business, Dan, that it's noticeable when you go to a business or you go past a business or you go into a retail outlet and you see the numbers down within the store. Obviously, you know that there's some impact happening. I was in JB Hi-Fi a couple of days ago, and there was just didn't seem to be. It was on a weekend. Didn't seem to be anywhere near the number of people that were in there able to go and buy because we've all been pulled right back down at the moment and really having to pull back our spending. But you go to the club and the club has still got good patronage. People are still going and supporting it, knowing that, okay, times are tough, but we want to find a way to have Amstel in their life. Do you find that as well, that is such a connection with your people that support your members and visitors that are coming, that continues to be quite good news for the club?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think it's the people that are bringing them in. So our staff, our teams, our inclusion programs really hit home with the community. We try to make sure that everyone that comes in feels safe and has a good time. We offer real value for money, in my opinion. Our meals are very generous in size. So if you're going to pay for it, you want to get your money's worth, and that's our opinion. So high quality, generous. And I think that's why we're still full. So hopefully we become the venue of choice when people can only go out once or twice a year.
Absolutely. Now, Dan, you mentioned something that kind of got us a little bit excited. Your inclusive program. Sorry, Daz, I'm kicking you there. Your inclusive program.
Yes.
Let's talk about that, shall we?
We had an amazing event happen on Saturday. So we were really lucky. We attended the Community Clubs Victoria Awards Night, which was incredible. A whole bunch of politicians and club managers and club staff and also some key suppliers. And they announced a wide range of awards, and Amstel was very lucky to take out the award for social and inclusion program for what we do in partnership with yourself, Cindy, and Umbrella.
Yes.
So our inclusion manager, Jo, was there on the night. She managed to get some beautiful photographs of herself up on stage with the award.
Yes.
But this is a really amazing reflection on how much hard work the entire team put in. And I'm not just talking about Umbrella and Joe's work in the inclusion program. I'm talking about each of the participants as well. And we have a whole bunch of staff at Amstel that assist at different times during the programs. But The guys in the programs are what make them so great. That's what makes me come out of my office every single time they're in to talk to them and have a laugh and a joke and be wildly inappropriate most of the time. That's half the fun.
It is half the fun. So for those listening that might not understand what an inclusive program is, Dan, what is that?
So we've got four programs running at the club. They all support people living with disabilities. So we have the Everyone Academy, which is where we're teaching how to cook and prepare meals. So we have either our executive chef or one of our sous chefs spends our 3 hours with the guys teaching them how to cook.
Yep.
We have the Everyone Cafe, where we have a bunch of people living with disabilities running every element of the cafe. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to learn all the elements of being involved in a workplace that does hospitality, seating customers, taking orders, making food and beverage, collecting funds and taking payment. And just that general, I think, communication with people, where people come in that you don't know, you have to make eye contact and talk to them. I think that's vitally important for anybody to learn, not just people living with disability.
Yep.
And then we have two paid employment programs where our people living with disability are paid full award rate.
Full award rate. We need to make sure that's really, really clear. The same as every other staff member on that floor. Well, amazing.
They contribute the same as everybody else.
Mm.
One of the things I love also, and we've chatted about this the last time you're in, is your availability, which is really important because you do go to some venues at times and you would not know who senior management are. You would have no idea. Like you could be at a club 5 days a week and you would not see anybody. Think, okay, they look like they're from the front office. But you make yourself very visible, as does Joe, as do your senior team, that it's very, very easy to recognise that you are walking the floor and talking to people. You make yourself available, which is important for the club too, and also important for the patrons, knowing that you aren't just stuck away in an office doing what you need to get done and not communicating with patrons, because it's obviously having an impact.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think my role is 100% looking after the staff. So my view is that the top position of any company should be to support and get the most out of everybody working in the company. So I can't do that if I don't speak to them, if I don't see them, if I don't know their names. So I'm out there all the time chatting to people. And I think it's definitely a lead by example. My entire management team are the same. I think everybody in the organization is treated the same regardless of their position. And I think that's a key part of making people happy about coming into work.
This award, Dan, the Mental and Social Wellbeing Program from Community Clubs Victoria, what does that mean for Amstel Club, for the inclusion program moving forward?
Well, I think on the night when we sat back, it dawned on us how much it's going to mean to each of the participants. And I think that's what really got us. There was a little bit of dust in the air. I think we all had some tears in our eyes at how much of an impact this will have on their confidence. Mm. We've been talking to the guys this week and we've had individual photos with them all. Joe has arranged for each of them to get a star of a particular colour that they could choose, because they are the superstars of this award and the teams that we run. And I think that the joy and the pride that you see in their eyes when we talk about the awards, we have had a lot of tears this week, but they've all been really happy tears, which is great.
It's always good to have the happy tears, isn't it?
It is.
Dan, on behalf of, well, Cindy and Daz, we say congratulations to you, but I want to take this opportunity personally from Cindy from Umbrella to say, without Amstel Club, our participants would not have these hugely valuable experiences. So we thank you endlessly for everything that you do. And we know that it is 100% genuine. So cannot thank you enough.
Oh, that's my absolute pleasure. Like I said before, I get a lot of personal enjoyment out of spending time with the guys. It is the highlight and most rewarding thing that I do each week. And I get the pleasure of working with you as well, which is an added bonus.
It's always fun.
One, like, the award is extremely important. There is one other thing, though, that's, for me, a little bit more important than that, and that's finding out what are the new cocktails on the menu at the moment.
I was going to tell you about that.
Very important news.
Well, I'll just mention one then.
Okay.
We had a drink. The guys in the bars have been experimenting. They've come up with some really nice cocktails. Mm. But the one that really got my eye was called originally the Pink Drink. Ooh. But then in lieu of your talk before about Barbie, we named it the Barbie. So we've got this neon pink drink coming out, which is incredible, with a bit of fairy floss on top.
When is that available, Dan?
I think that started today.
All right, Daz, it's definitely got your name all over it. We're going to have to go and grab one of those, I think. Hey, Dan, we thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning and congratulations again. You guys are leading the whole entire industry in this space and congratulations to you and to Joe and to all of the participants as well.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
Good on you, Dan.